Track 14, and we come to the sports news. A Chudley teenager is set for the trip of a lifetime when he heads to Daytona, USA in March. Motocross rider Isaac Ash will head stateside to compete in the Ricky Carmichael Amateur AMA Supercross at the historic Daytona International Speedway in Florida. His dad said, "We're going over there to try our luck with the best of the best of the amateurs in the US. The US is the mecca of Supercross. We feel that Isaac is doing very well in the UK scene and would like to go and see what we're like when compared to more experienced riders in a more competitive environment. We've been talking about it for a little while and Isaac is now 15, so there's potential if he wants to do something career-wise, but it all depends on how we get on when we go." Isaac has only this season made the jump up to four-stroke 250cc bikes. Last weekend in Manchester, the teenager topped the standings in three qualifying rounds, but was penalised with a two-place drop in the main event. Said that his dad, Rob, "He's doing well and riding well, but I think there's a lot more to come yet." Moving on to football, teens defend the valley. Tynmouth boss Liam Jones was pleased with his side as they got back to winning ways with a 3-1 derby victory over Bubby Tracy last Saturday. "It was a good result," said a delighted Jones. "They're a good side, Bubby, so it's a pleasing 3 points. A clean sheet would have rounded it off, so it's a bit of disappointment there if we're seeking perfection, but it was good and a long way from where we've been in recent weeks." Newton Abbott Spurs boss Mark Revel was in no mood for apologies after his side's dramatic 4-3 win over Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police. Spurs at one stage trailed 3-1, but a rip-roaring second half saw them turn the game on its head. It has to be said that the Police side were playing with 10 men for most of the second half. The Herald Cup took centre stage in South Devon and didn't disappoint. Islington Villa came out on top of the All-Premier League game against the B-Sands Rovers side, playing without their top goalscorer. Jack and Daniel Langford were on target once again, with a super sub Jamie Soper getting in on the act for a 3-0 victory. The Moorlanders booked themselves a quarter-final place. Buckfastleigh Rangers had a comfortable afternoon in the A38 derby at Chudley Athletic, booking their quarter-final place with a 4-0 victory. And Division 3 outfit Liverton United found a trip to Plymouth to take on Premier League Elberton Villa too much to ask on a bitterly cold afternoon, with the game ending 5-1 to the home team. The recommended game of the day was an absolute thriller. Division 2 side Bubby Tracy Seconds hosted Division 1's Newton Abbott Spurs Seconds, and it was the away team who just scraped into the next round with a 3-2 win. Totnes and Dartington also find themselves in the quarter-final following a fine 2-1 win at Buckland Athletic Reserves. While the cup games were being played, King Stainton Athletic continue their good run of results and a move into second place in the Premier League with a 2-1 home win against WBB. Moving on to rugby, the 57-27 scoreline gives a true reflection of the performance of both sides on what was a bitterly cold day in Topsham. The home side's all-action style gave the impression that they felt that the only way to keep warm was to avoid standing around waiting for things to happen, while Tynmouth's old failing of missed tackles saw them out of the game by half-time. Newton Abbott, however, put some distance between themselves and the wrong end of South West 2 table by beating bottom side Burnham 41-35 in the basement battle at Stoddens Road. Newton Abbott, whose youthful-looking squad included 12 players aged under 22, were only ever behind briefly from the moment fullback Toby Pascoe finished off a blindside move with a try in the corner. The All Whites went on to claim their first league win in 9 starts and open up a 6-point gap between themselves and second from bottom Chard. Moving on to rowing. On a crisp and sunny Saturday, the River Teen Rowing Club gig section played host to the third round of the South Devon Winter League. Despite the chilly conditions, the event unfolded on the River Teen, utilising Herne Field Pavilion as the central hub for the day's festivities. Teams from Brixham, Dartmouth, Paignton, Salcombe, Yelm and Teen descended on the venue to compete in a series of exhilarating races. The day proved to be a remarkable success, marked by seamless changeovers and thrilling races. Special appreciation was extended to Coombe and Teenhead Parish Council for facilitating the use of the pavilion, and to the management of Coombe Cellars Pub and Restaurant for generously providing their car park. The overall result was an equal first place for Dart and Teen, both who had 22 points, and the rest of the teams, Salkham third, Yelm fourth, Brixham fifth, and Paignton in sixth position. A couple of running events. Three Haldon Trail runners competed in races last weekend. Two headed to Budleigh Salterton for the Walter Raleigh Half Marathon on Saturday, which involved stunning coastal views and plenty of mud and climbs. Angus Mentor led the club home as he finished third in 1 hour 38, with Simon Bundy following in 75th place in 2 hours 38. On Sunday, Anthea Baugh did the flat first chance 10k in Exeter and was 217th. Oddly, it appears that Simon Bundy was somewhere else at the same time as being on the Budleigh Salterton half marathon, because it says Saturday saw Miriam McDowell and Simon Bundy do the tough Endurance Life North Cornwall half marathon. So which one he actually did, we don't know. Miriam was the second female and 24th overall in 2 hours 19, and Simon was 89th overall and the first male vet over 60 in 2 hours 54. And finally, Kingstainton Racing Pigeon Club finished their successful winter shows with their seventh and final Champion of Champions show. This is the final for every bird that has finished in the top six in the previous six shows. In the first, third and fifth place was the partnership of Mark, Sarah and Beth Beavis. And they also finished top of the points table with 62 points gained over the seven shows. The champion of the champions is a blue checkered six-year-old hen who battled her way past over 350 pigeons that entered into the winter programme. Well, there we are. There's something a bit different. But that concludes the sports news for this week.